Now, you just also heard there a track from Freya Morgan, Smile, and I am joined by Freya on 4ZZZ on Friday Neon. Good morning, Freya.
Good morning.
And yes, you are enjoying our air-conditioned comfort.
Yes.
Are you like Jeremy? Do you find yourself enjoying the heat?
I'm a bit like, I like it a bit, but I also hate it. I'm from Tasmania, so I'm used to much cooler weather, but I've lived in very hot climates, so I kind of don't mind it as long as I can have a bit of a relief with aircon when I need it.
You suffer for your art, don't you?
That's it.
Yeah, because
absolutely.
Because we're talking about the music that you've sent to me and recorded, and there is an interesting background to the songs you've recorded, because you've been traveling the world, especially with Smile in particular. You used, is it the 56 Hot Rod from the Solomon Islands?
Yeah, they're an incredible trio of guys. They do a bit of rugga style, hip-hop, and they're called 56 Hot Rod. They're very well known in Solomon Islands and in the Pacific, and I was listening to their music with someone that I was going to a workshop with, and I said how much I loved their music, and this person said, oh, that's my cousin. I can organise a time for you to meet them. And I was like, that would be so amazing. So we went and met them, and I showed them my songs, and they said, oh, we wanted to record that one. We want to collaborate with you on that one, the song Smile. Okay. So we worked on that together, and, yeah, it was pretty amazing.
So I guess you could say the bare bones of it, the raw elements of that song, would have been completely different from what we just heard there.
Absolutely. It was just me on the guitar. It didn't really have a reggae vibe. It was more kind of a bit of a folky, acoustic-y, indie-style song. And then they came on board and completely changed it. And also a really great producer called DJ Liams kind of put it all together. And we just stayed up till like pretty much all night one night in their studio, just jamming and working it all out.
Was it something that you didn't expect it to happen with that song? Was it something you just played with, and was there a point where you just go, oh, this song, you know, you just maybe a throwaway song, so to speak?
Look, I had no idea what would happen. I guess I'd always loved Solomon Islands music because I'd lived in Papua New Guinea in the past, and in Papua New Guinea, everyone listens to Solomon music. Everyone listens to Solomon music all over the Pacific. They're known for their great music.
So they're like the Seattle of the Pacific.
Something like that. Yeah. And I had always wanted to live in Solomons and meet some of these great musicians. They just have a real soulful but also poppy, simplistic style of writing, and they're all kind of related, all the big musicians there, and I'd always wanted to work with them. But when I arrived in Solomons, no one was doing any live gigs. Everyone was just in their villages playing with their, you know, families and whatever. And I was very disappointed until I was able to meet this band and play them my song. And I had no idea how far it would go. It's being played on the radio in Honiara. I think it's doing quite well over there. So,
So it's like in the top 10 kind of.
I have no idea, but all I know is it's being played over there. So yeah, who knows?
Right. Well, the thing is that you've travelled around also to places like Africa as well.
Yes.
Tell us about that, because we're going to play a song that you used the choir, the Zulu choir.
Yes.
For that one. How did that come into play?
Yeah, so a long time ago, I was selected to go on a study tour to make a documentary in South Africa, where I was chosen to use my music to connect to South African people. And during that time, we met this amazing Zulu choir called Connection, and we showed them a couple of the songs that we'd been working on, and they came in and made the songs again, something quite different and amazing. They put in Zulu bits, and it just completely changed the vibe of the song and made it something quite interesting and unique. Then I came back a year later with my friend who I'd met on that first trip, and we brought a group of Australian musicians with us, and we decided to make a second CD. And this song that you're going to play is one of the songs from that. It was a 7-track CD, yeah.
Let's have a listen to it.
Yeah.
We'll come back with Freya Morgan. She's got a gig coming up next week at Rick's as well on the 17th, and we'll sort of talk about that. Well, we need to talk about that. We want people to come and see the show for yourself. But this is Freya Morgan, My Freedom, featuring the Zulu Choir. Freya Morgan and featuring this Zulu choir, My Freedom. And you were just saying off air that this is something you want to put all together with your with all the elements that you've been playing. And you mentioned it's pretty difficult. Is it because of the distance or you can actually see if you can replicate it? Would that help?
Well, what I do now is I play acoustic versions of all these songs and try and incorporate the feelings and sounds. And I guess it's really hard to even describe what genre I am because it's influenced by island reggae and Zulu music and a bunch of other styles, but it is really hard to creatively decide which way to go. I feel like I could go so many different ways with my music, so I'm really trying to work on that now and looking at recording my first EP soon.
And so now that this is a bit of a start of your journey, isn't it? Like a full-time thing for you.
Well, I'm really starting to get into it now. This is the first time in my life I've had the time to just be able to work on my music. I work full-time as well, and I'm a single mum, but I'm here in Brisbane, and it's a really great city to be in to work on music. So I'm really focused on that at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk about your gig next week, which is in the at Rick's.
Yes.
Do you get to play a lot, even though you have a busy schedule, you've got a child, you've got work, and how often do you try and hone live experiences?
I love doing live experiences. I love playing live. I think that's what it's all about. I try and do it as much as possible. Rick's has been extremely supportive of live original music, so I'm really happy to be playing there, and I've played there a few times before. So, yeah, I'm trying to do as much as I can, as much as I can fit in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then what's after that, after Rick's, what other shows you got coming up?
I'm doing another show at Rick's, I think, on the 7th. Nothing else is scheduled in right now. I've just come back from Christmas and just, you know, had some time off and going to start, you know, getting back into it all now.
Okay. Now, you've got a SoundCloud page and people can get onto Friday Neon and just click the link. Which Freya Morgan is on there, and have a listen to her music as well, and go from there. And
yes.
Freya, thanks for joining me on Friday Neon.